But anyone, could you not interrupt the speaker? Okay, each speaker has 90 seconds.
I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything? We can hear whatever you're doing. Okay, so I recognize that the language there allows for people to be more or less cooperative. I won't go further down that path, but I will point out that the 27th is the day after Misgivings, the Sunday after Misgivings weekend. I don't imagine that anybody's going to try to meet then. So it might be motivation for people to move it up and do it earlier. I just, you know, question whether or not we want to put ourselves in a situation where an LSD may not even have an opportunity to consider it. So I'm not objecting to the motion. I think, you know, people have old stuff that they're going to bring up because they always do, and the stuff that seems to be problematic about the last round, there's an opportunity to address that too. I don't mind the extra time. I would love to sleep in this weekend. So I'm not objecting to the to what the member classifies as a substitute. Thank you.
Okay, Bill.
Thank you. Well, I mean, Janet is absolutely right. 4 days is obviously not adequate, but I don't think 7 days extension is adequate either. I mean, the whole point of the bylaws, you know, having this 60-day review period following the notice date, essentially, it allows for discussion and everything else, but you're not allowing people to make submissions. We've had, you know, issues where people on our LSB, for example, or our local governance committees have wanted to make amendments, and these timelines keep getting shorter and shorter. They should be getting longer. There's no reason to rush this. There's plenty of time for the LSBs to vote. We could add a month instead of 7 days, and they'd still have plenty of time to vote on it this year. So we're creating these artificial deadlines later this year and then working backwards to create these unrealistic dates. So I move to amend the substitute by moving the dates forward 7 days from what was posted in Appendix A.
Was 7 days. What are you saying? Could you clarify that?
Change 7 days to 30 days for the add 30 days to the times listed in Appendix A.
Point of order.
Okay. What's your point of order, Serene?
I believe that motion is out of order. It would not allow us to comply with the requirements that both requirements that new LSBs are seated in December and that the voting must be done by the same LSB.
That's not correct.
Excuse me, you don't have the floor.
To interrupt.
A bill for the stack.
I'm going to rule the motion in order because I think we can debate that and discuss those items. I don't think there's a requirement.
Thank you for allowing me to not finish my statement. Thank you.
I didn't know you were finished. You can finish the rest.
I wasn't finished. You have already ruled on my yet incomplete argument. It's okay. Let's move on, please.
Okay, I'm going to rule him. We can debate his the arguments and the merits of it. But, okay, we have the – was there a second to Bill's 30-day?
This is Grace. I second it.
Okay, we're going to take a stack on his amendment, 30 days, so we can have discussions on that.
Michael, in a sec.
Yes, Michael.
Janet.
Okay, Michael.
I agree with Serene's original point. The KPFK LSB people who term out as of December 1, and so therefore there's not enough time on Bill's timeline for the existing LSB to vote on it.
Okay, Janet.
The point of information,
yes.
Bill.
What's your question, Bill?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's no requirement that it be done by the same LSB. Plus, the LSB could still vote within. They don't have to wait 60 days to vote.
You have an opportunity to argue. You have to ask a question.
Well, is there some reason why that's not correct? Sorry, what I just said.
That's not correct. Point of order.
What's your point of order, Serene?
That's not a point of information. That's argument. You should wait his turn.
Okay, we're going to go. Michael, were you finished? Michael.
Yes. Finished.
Okay. Next person on stack with Janet.
Right. So I also agree that the same LSBs should be voting on it within that same year. So I object to Bill's amendment, but I also want to point out that bylaws amendments, people can draft bylaws amendments any time throughout any year or whatever and have them ready for when the record date is announced and that whole process is announced. I mean, have them ready except, you know, possibly needing to get signatures, but it doesn't necessarily mean that people would start from scratch drafting bylaws amendments.
Exactly. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
This is Grace for the stack. Grace for the stack.
That's Grace.
I think it's highly irregular to consider bylaws amendments when we're in such dire financial difficulties. That's my first point. My second point is that we do not have a properly constituted Pacifica National Board. We are not, the LSV is not meeting at WBAI. There's only one director being recognized on the PNB from WBAI. And from my point of view, that entire station is being disenfranchised. I think it's improper, and until that is resolved, to consider bylaws amendments. And from what Serene mentioned earlier, I don't know if it's true or not, the WPFW LSB is somewhat dysfunctional. So I would object
Quiet.
To any bylaws amendments for the rest of this year until we tackle our dire financial difficulties.
All right.
Point of personal privilege.
What's your personal privilege, Serene?
I made no reference to WPFW's LSB, and I certainly didn't state that they were dysfunctional. I don't know what she's listening to.
Okay.
That needs to be corrected.
Okay, I'm sorry. I may have misunderstood completely, but I believe at the beginning of the
call.
Hey, could you all be recognized? We heard Serene's point.
Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Okay.
Pardon me.
Okay, is there anyone else for the stack on this amendment? This substitute motion.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Who's taking the issue time because we are...
Bill, we are in the time period.
Yeah, 1.5 minutes.
Okay. We're going to go on to the vote on the bill's amendment of 30 days to the substitute motion. Okay. Madam, do everybody understand what we're voting for? Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown. Can't hear you. Castanets.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
No.
No. Coburn, no. Novick.
No.
No. Mwangaza. Can't hear you. Patel Adams.
No.
No. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden.
No.
Okay. No. Sorden votes no. Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Brown, couldn't hear you.
No.
Hello?
Mwangaza.
Abstain.
Abstain. Was that you saying hello?
Yes.
Okay.
I got job before.
Okay, let me count. I have 3 yes, 10 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No. 3 yes, 11 no, 2 abstentions. This fails.
Okay, the next, we're going to Janet's substitute motion of extending by 7 days. Is that correct? Madam Secretary, can you call roll?
Extending the Governor's Committee timeline by 7 days, yes. Aaron?
Yes.
Yes. Alexander?
Yes.
Yes. Chair, do you want to ask if there are no objections?
Are there any objections?
Yes, Bill, I'm going to object.
Yeah.
Okay. Bethune?
Still not adequate.
Bethune?
No.
No. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Castanets?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Gammon?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams? Can't hear you. Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, yes.
Patel Adams, yes. Pinchback, yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Abstain.
And I would like to change my vote to yes, Bethune, KPMT.
Bethune, yes. One moment. I have 12 yes, 1 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes.
And now we'll move for the substitute motion as the main motion. Is there any objection to the substitute motion being the main motion? Being adopted as the main motion?
Yeah, I object.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
One moment. Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander?
This is the main motion of extending for 7 days?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Castanets?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Gammon?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn, yes. Novick?
Yes. I think Edward Seeger may be on the call.
Okay. One moment. Let me get back to... Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams? Sorry? Venetia, repeat, please.
She said yes.
I'd like to hear her repeat. Patel Adams? I can't hear. I couldn't hear. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes, Robert.
Yes.
Yes, Thornton.
Yes.
Yes, Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Edwards Teekert. Do you know what we're voting on?
Doesn't matter. Abstain.
Abstain, okay. Patel Adams, are you... Can you... Vote? Okay, let me count. I have 11 yes, 2 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 12 yes, 2 no, 2 abstentions. This passes.
Okay, we'll now move on to the next item on the agenda. I believe it's the BAI issue that Serene brought up. We have 5 minutes on this item, Mr. Timekeeper. 5 minutes from this moment. Serene,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The motion is coming to you right now. It says, whereas the 12 members of the WBI Local Station Board who actually attend board meetings and attempt to fulfill their governance responsibilities have now twice written to the PNB in February and May 2016 about the persistent absence of half of the membership and the effect on the effect on the LSB's ability to perform its duties, the PNB directs its chair to consult with Pacifica Council and the interim executive director and jointly decide on a response to the WBAI LSB to be relayed by August 9, 2016, or as soon thereafter as feasible.
Is there a second to this motion?
Second.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll take a stack on discussion.
Great for the stack.
Grace, okay. Yes, Grace.
It appears to me that there is a difference between a delegate assembly and a local station board meeting. The local station board, even though the members of the delegates assembly are the same as the local station board, except for the inclusion of the general manager, the delegate assembly has a different purview and different responsibility. The delegate assembly has the responsibility of making a decision about who is going to serve on the Pacifica National Board. That's one of its duties. Thus, the delegate assembly.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, press pound or hang up.
In this way, the Delegates Assembly is senior to the Pacifica National Board. Earlier this year, the Pacifica National Board countermanded a properly noticed and attended Delegates Assembly and rules about the disposition of the members of the Delegates Assembly, which is improper and violates the spirit of the bylaws. And I think that this is improper for the Pacifica National Board to interfere again in the delegate assembly responsibility at WBAI.
Also,
I have another point, and that is that
timekeeper. I mean, we only have
time. Okay, I was interrupted by that loud whatever it was.
Mr. Chair,
did you factor that in?
Could you wrap up your statement to your last sentence, Grace?
Okay, that's it. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, point of information.
Yes.
I want to assure the member that in the moment that he was interrupted, I stopped the counting, the 90 seconds. Thank you.
Bill for the stack.
I have a point of order, Tony. Can you not hear me?
What's your point of order? Yes, Serene.
Okay. So the fact-challenged narrative we just heard is not responsive to the motion. The motion is to have a response to the folks who bother to show up for the job they applied to do. The details of what body, whether the delegates or the LSB, are irrelevant. It's the same 12 people who are not showing up for work.
Okay.
And the request is what this motion is dealing with. The request that you respond to the letters, not who voted what when.
Okay, Serene, I'm going to not rule on that point of order because I think it's she's speaking to why she believes the PNB shouldn't respond, and it's relevant in that respect. You may disagree with it, but she's speaking to why she thinks that shouldn't be the case.
This is Lydia.
Next person on the stack we have is Bill and Lydia. You want to go on the stack? Or?
Yes, please.
Bill?
Actually, let her go, and then I'll come back to me if you don't mind.
Yes, Lydia.
Okay, I just want to correct the notion that the PNB has no authority over the delegates. They are given two duties, one to vote on the bylaws, the other to elect directors. But Article 4, Section 9, under removal of delegates, gives the authority to the PNB, it says, upon the fair and reasonable determination by a two-thirds vote of all directors of the foundation or a two-thirds vote of all delegates for the same radio station at a meeting, blah, blah. So it provides for a two-thirds vote by the Pacifica National Board to remove any and all delegates from the LSB, even serving as delegates. Contradicts that, and it's also a reading of California Corporations Code, and you see that the ruling body of the nonprofit is the Pacifica National Board. Thank you.
Bill.
Janet.
Okay, well,
Janet.
You know, Grace is correct, and you know, I think what Lydia said is misleading. I mean, it's obviously correct that the there's the delegates who are delegates in LSB have two opposite complementary kind of roles, and when they're serving as delegates to select members of the PNB, they have they're superior to the members of the national board. And what Lydia was talking about is the other way around, and the PNB has really overstepped its boundaries, and that's what the whole motion's out of order. And I'd like to move a substitute that the PNB rescind the motion that it passed.
What's your point of
May
order?
May I continue?
Chair, we need to remind the people that keep the time that they cannot allow more minutes that the PNB approved in order to make their motions.
Well, Adriana, you should call the time when the time is up. You need to call the time when the person...
The time is up 3 minutes ago.
I didn't hear it.
But Bill is the person keeping time. That's her point.
No, Adriana is keeping the individual time. Person speaking.
I'm talking about the issue.
Bill is keeping the issue time.
I thought we had 15 minutes for this.
And it has expired.
No, we only had 5 minutes for this.
Okay. Well, I don't see that.
That was passed 3 minutes ago.
Okay.
Well, can I finish what I was saying then?
Well, they're saying the time is up, but you were making a motion.
Okay, I move to extend 5 more minutes on this item.
I object.
Okay.
Janet, may I?
Yeah.
So I move that we, for a continuation meeting on August 25th.
We're dealing with time extension. That's totally separate. That's not a debatable item.
So I would like to be able to make that motion before I have to leave the call. So when do I do that?
I can't address that. You can do it when you, but now we're dealing with time extensions, okay?
Right, and this would be related to that.
No, this is only related to time extension of this particular item. Okay, there's been an objection to the time extension. We're going to have to go to a roll call on this. Madam Secretary, can you call a roll to extend this item for 5 minutes?
Was it seconded?
This is Grace. I second it.
Yeah.
Okay. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edwards Tiekert. Can't hear you. Gammon.
No.
No. Coburn, no. Novick.
No.
No. Nwangaza.
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams. Can't hear
not,
you.
Not
sorry?
The call. Not
pinch back.
Yeah.
Pinch back.
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden? Can't hear you. Wilkinson?
No.
No. Edward Steekert?
No.
No. Patel Adams is not on the call. Sorden?
I'm here.
Oh, how do you vote?
What are we voting on?
A five-minute extension.
I abstain.
Abstain. One moment.
Madam Chair. Madam Secretary.
Yes.
Jim, I'm going to change my vote to no.
Hello. Brown votes no. One moment. Brown votes no. And who is that?
Sorry. I just wanted to make the point of personal privilege while you were doing the tally.
What's your personal privilege? Yes.
So while I was off the call, I was trying to listen on the stream, and none of the stream links are working.
Stream is live.
I mean, I wasn't able to hear it on
the
computer.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I was trying to listen on the stream so I wouldn't miss anything while I was off the call, and none of the links were working. None of them, it's all silent.
What were you trying to listen to?
Tony, this is Fred. The stream is working. The stream is up and working. Fine.
Okay. We'll take that as he's saying is up and working, so we'll proceed. Janet, you were giving us the final vote on the time.
Yeah, I thought I did.
Hello? Are people able to hear me?
Who is that?
Yes.
Yeah, my name's Andrew in T-Mobile Technical Support. The call was transferred over to me. Was that supposed to be transferred over to me?
What?
I'm not familiar with who called you at T-Mobile.
We're in the middle of a conference call. We didn't call you.
I don't know if it was Fred or Michael, but no, we didn't call you.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling T-Mobile. Have a good rest of your day.
All right.
You too.
Okay. Janet?
Yes, so the vote was, I'm sorry, Tony?
No.
I didn't ask for your vote.
No.
You vote no. Okay. 3 yes, 11 no, 2 abstentions.
Okay. Time extension fails. We'll go to the vote on the motion that's being presented. Everybody understand the motion? Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edward Steekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams is not on the call, I think. Pinchback. Can't hear you.
Done.
Sorry?
Yes. Sorry about that.
Pinchback, yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden? Can't hear you. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. Oh, yeah, one moment.
I'm sorry, wasn't that Patel Evans who said that they came back on the call after trying to listen on the stream?
I called her name. I didn't hear her response. Patel Adams, your vote?
Can you hear me?
Now I can. How do you vote? Yes. Okay, so one moment. I have nine yes, three no, three abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
So this passes, and Chair, may I have, and I want to congratulate Serene for her persistence. May I have the floor, Chair?
What do you want the floor for?
I would like to make a motion for a continuation meeting for August 25th.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay.
Serene for the staff.
Okay, yes, yeah, Serene.
I would like to propose August 18th.
I'm going to recommend you amend it to August 18th. Is there an amendment to that? Is there a second to that?
Second.
Okay.
This is Margie, point of personal privilege.
Yes, Margie.
I will not be able to attend a meeting on August 18th. I will be in the woods and not have access to a telephone.
Okay.
Point of information.
Brian, point of privilege.
Yes, Brian, what's your privilege?
I will be in midair that night, same issue.
Janet, okay. Point of information.
Yes, what's your question, Janet?
Will the executive director be able to make, or which date would the executive director, IED, be able to make?
The 25th would be the preferred date.
Okay, let's vote up and down these dates, okay?
Chair?
Yes, Serene.
Can I amend to suggest we do a poll to see which gives us the better attendance?
Why don't we just vote dates up or down? I mean, that's complicating doing the polls. I mean, some have expressed 18th is not convenient. And executive director, the 25th is the appropriate date. So let's vote up 18th to the 25th.
Point of information?
Yes, Adriana, what's your question?
Yes, Mr. Chair, do we know we have already Brian and Margie? And I think that the IED is saying that the 18th is not good for them. Is anybody else that have a preference? Because we will solve it without a bunch of voting. That's for people saying so.
Anyone want to respond to that? No response. So,
Michael, to the spec?
Yes, Michael.
I think we have previously, reserved the fourth Thursday for continuation meetings.
Okay. So, we're going to have to either vote on these dates. We have the 18th proposed and the 25th. Can we first take a vote on the 18th? Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron.
Yes.
Point of information?
Yes.
What's your question, Janet?
It's Nancy. Is there something going on the calendar on the 18th?
No.
He said no.
There's a programming committee meeting.
Oh.
There's a national programming committee meeting.
Okay, yes, there's a national program committee meeting. Okay, could you finish taking the vote, Madam Secretary?
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
May I withdraw, with the body's permission, may I withdraw the 18th?
Yes.
Okay, if there's any objection to withdrawing the 18th?
Yes, there's meetings on the 25th also.
There's been an objection, so let's vote it up or down. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on the 18th?
Yes, I have Aaron as yes. Alexander?
Yes.
Yes, Bethune.
No.
No. Brown. Brown? Can't hear you. Castaneve.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Edwards-Tiekert.
No.
No. Gammon.
No.
No. Coburn votes no. Novick?
No.
No. Nwangaza? Can't hear you. Patel?
No.
Patel Adams? Nwangaza
no.
votes no. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Was that... Afia, did you vote?
Yes, I said no.
Okay, thank you. All right, Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
Abstain.
Abstain. Sorden?
Yeah.
Yes. Wilkinson?
No.
No. One moment. Oh, Jim Brown?
No.
No. One moment. I have 4 yes, 11 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No.
Okay.
12. Fails.
Okay, we'll now go to the 25th. Is there any objection to holding a continuation meeting on the 25th? Okay, without objection. Next item on the agenda is the recommendation on the WPFW.
Point of order.
Serene, yes.
Can
What's
you
your point
tell
of order?
Me, I'm not. I'm sorry. It's a point request for information.
What's your question?
I don't have the agenda in front of me right now. Can you tell me what Roman numeral that was? Where we are right now?
Madam Secretary, I think that we had
Roman numeral 3, the PNB Committees and Task Forces. A is the PFW.
Okay. And then I have a point of order.
What's your point of order?
So since Janet Coburn has to go, what is the plan for who's going to take the role? Or, I don't know, was that a point of order? I mean, it's business.
Janet, when did you have to leave again?
Already, but I'm going to try to stay on a little longer, especially since I have that motion, the election motion.
Okay.
I mean, there's other things, too. But
stay on at least till she gets to the...
11:30. Don't push it. We're happy. Good. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we have the next issue of the WPFW. The local station board recommended... there was less candidates on the ballot than there were positions. There were 6 listener candidates, and there are 9 listener positions and 3 staff candidates. And the LSB voted to simply certify those candidates as elected and not go through the expenditures of mailing out all the ballots and continuing the expenditure of the election local election supervisor to save funds. California law that would do that. But, and with that, I guess I'll turn it over to any other, I guess, Pinchback and any other PNB from WPFW, and then we'll take a stack.
Yeah, I do. Pinchback.
And Bill for the stack.
And Janet for the stack.
Grace for the stack. Adriana for the stack.
Pinchback, Janet, and then Grace.
I was before Grace. Nancy was before Grace.
Okay, Nancy before Grace.
Lydia.
Okay.
Lydia to the stack after Nancy, or whoever was last.
Aaron,
where I am in that list?
Adriana was after Grace.
Oh, okay. And then, but Nancy was there also. So
yeah,
at the end. In other words, at the end.
Agreement of point of order.
Jim Brown.
And then Jim.
Well, Jim should go before me because
Tony,
the PSW.
Tony, can you hear me trying to make a point of order?
What's your point of order, Serene?
I thought I understood you to say that you were going to turn it over to WPFW directors before others.
Yeah, I did say that, yes.
Okay, so then those folks who are now, you know, interspersed with people from other areas should be moved up.
Okay, we're here from the WPFW E&B reps, and then we'll hear from that stack that we heard. Okay, Pinchback.
Okay, I just want to make it clear to everybody that the local station board voted almost unanimously for this recommendation, you know, based on the station's financials. As the CFO report will indicate, you know, PFW is one among the several stations that are experiencing serious, you know, financial shortfalls at this time. And it was hard for us to justify spending the money for an election when we did not meet the threshold of candidates. Even if we did write-ins, the write-ins would ultimately end up being appointed, you know, also for the most part. So, to save money and cut our costs and network costs, this is why we came up with this recommendation. You know, we feel that's the only way to move forward at PFW.
Okay, either Nancy or Jim. Nancy?
Okay. We did vote. I didn't vote. I was the one holdout. Going to think the people on the board did not understand that we probably spent, we've already accrued most of the expenses for the election, except for the ballot, and from what I understand, we have about 5,000 to 6,000 members, and that's about $2,500 to $3,000 for the ballots and plus the envelope. Maybe I don't know how much extra the envelopes would be, but so I think it would be about $4,000 that we would be saving, and we've already had the local election supervisor do most of his work. He's already recorded the carts. He's already finished submitting the mailing list. The mailing list has gone to the ballot company. The envelopes have been printed. All this expense is already accrued. We're going to have to pay it anyways and not have an election. And I don't think the board understood that, and that we wouldn't really be saving that much money, and we would be disenfranchising the listeners and the write-in candidates that are expecting to be able to be written in, because we've been announcing it quite a bit over the air, and the carts are going out now, the candidates are talking.
Okay, to wrap up, and then...
Mm-hmm. Candidates are already giving their spiel over the air. The listeners think there's an election going on.
Okay.
We're going to disenfranchise them.
Jim, and then I'll speak after Jim because I didn't personally speak on it.
Okay. Thank you. I was not at the meeting. Can you hear me?
Yes, Jim.
Yeah, okay. I was not at the meeting, but when I heard that all of a sudden we're not going to have an election after we had made announcements on the radio all last week saying that we were going to have an election, and then all of a sudden we're not going to have an election, it really is stepping into an uncertain role of us building our credibility as far as our audience is concerned. So that's why I would not necessarily wanting us to not have let this go forth and do it in a way that will not cost the foundation any more money. I think because it was announced publicly, and then all of a sudden, it looks very, very, very bad for the station. That's my point.
I would just simply say I would support the sentiment of what our LSB, as Pinchback said, almost unanimously voted for. I think they did understand the issues. We did bring all that up during the deliberations and the debate. We will save at least $5,000, $3,000 or so on the ballots, and we do still have to pay the election supervisor if we do not cancel it. So we will have to pay that cost up until such time, meaning he could work up till November. So we just don't have the funds. WPFW don't have the funds to pay it. And there's a good chance that even if we go forward with the election, we won't make quorum. And then if you don't make quorum, then none of those write-ins will count or those candidates will count. So the law provides for us to do like we did last year, because if we don't make quorum, then the people who are already on the board will continue serving on the board. At least we can certify those candidates that are running now, and the California law permits us to do that. If there's more candidates, less candidates than there are positions, the board of directors can certify them as elected. And we're just simply saying we don't have the funds to continue to do it, and we are barely paying payroll. And we don't even have enough to pay our rent, so it would save us anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 to do that. Okay, that's it for me. Next person I had on the stack.
Tony, you're at time, but I move to extend 5 more minutes so that we can hear from the other side, from non-WPFW people.
Okay.
Second.
Is there objection to extending for 5 minutes on this item?
Janet, can I amend to 10 minutes?
Yeah.
There are a lot of people on the stack.
Okay, you want to extend this item for 10 minutes? Is there objection to extending for 10 minutes? Okay, we'll extend this item for 10 minutes without objection. The person next
This is
person
great.
Has,
I'd like to be on the stack.
I'm going
for
what I have.
He's already a stack.
I'm going over the stack that I already have. I have Janet, Grace, Adriana,
Lydia,
and who else?
And Bill, I had my name on there earlier too.
Okay, Bill. All right, Janet.
Right. So one of the priorities of Pacifica is to have elected boards. WPFW has had issues with electing their boards for many years. In 2010, they didn't reach quorum. There had to be a special election in 2012. Last year, the election was canceled by the NES, for lack of candidates. There's got to be much more outreach. It would be a bad precedent to cancel this election regardless. Other stations can help WPFW pay other units, and I think the network needs to support having these elections at all the stations. And it's my understanding that it's not up to the PNB to decide whether to cancel an election. It has to be the NES, and I don't know what the NES, what her position is on this. I'm done.
Adriana.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with just Janet said. And I believe that it's true. I mean, we don't have money. The whole foundation doesn't have money. But we cannot decide that the only time that or the only thing that we don't have money is for our listeners to try to express their opinions. I agree that WPFW is in such a bad financial situation, but probably if we cancel again, first of all, it's not up to us, it's up to the NES. But basically, what we are saying here is that we will suppress the opinion of the listeners, and maybe that is one of the problems why the stations are losing listeners is because we disenfranchise them, and the first thing that we do, we don't have money, we suspend the election. Imagine if this country do this, we will not have elections since the 1930s. I mean, nobody even think that will be a democratic thing to suspend or to cancel an election. I think that is a bad precedent, and for that reason, I'm against. I think that we should try to promote the elections. If not, it's rewarding the station that doesn't do it. Thank you.
Mark, who's that?
Brian and Margie the stack.
This is,
Was that Brian and Margie?
Yes.
Okay, first we had Lydia, then Bill, then Brian and Margie.
No, I'm first, Tony. This is Grace.
I'm sorry. Grace was next.
Okay. I agree with Adriana. The bylaws give the executive director and the national election supervisor the sole responsibility of the elections. That's simply because PNB directors and LSC members have a direct conflict of interest. Therefore, we should have no vote. Anything we say is at best advisory to the NES and the ED. Now, I think that holding the election is important. I've suggested that the nomination period be reopened and extended so that much advertising be done on the air so that new nominees come forward. WPFW existed before it became part of Pacifica. It stood on its own for many, many years, and then inside Pacifica. It's a world
class station. Not true.
Okay, Ron, could you say
that? Sorry for interrupting, but that was blatantly untrue.
Okay.
Excuse me, then. I care about WPFW. I want it to survive, possibly with some fresh energy from new board members. New ideas can come to the fore to resuscitate WPFW, which is in dire financial straits at this time. I think the most expensive thing is no elections.
Okay. Lydia.
Okay. Number one, Robert's Rules says writing candidates are always in order. That's number one. Number two, our bylaws say if you're going to cancel an election because of financial reasons or exigent circumstances needs to be done before the end of November. Number three, the foundation has already paid the $38,500 to have the most of the printing done, the envelopes, the appeal letter, which I wrote last week, has already been printed. The envelopes have been printed. Most of all of that is done. The next payment will be mid-September for $15,000. I don't see WPFW being out of pocket other than having to pay the LES. The appeal letter that I wrote is different from previous years in that the money doesn't all go to the Pacifica National Office. That is to say that I have included in there the option of writing the check to the call letters of each of the stations. So I am hopeful that will defray some of that alias cost. I don't imagine that there will be any out-of-pocket expense at this point. They will owe, like the other stations, well, what we have paid up front, but we're keeping the elections on time. That will be very helpful to keeping the cost down. I agree with Grace. There has to be more on air. I don't favor extending the date other than having more on air announcements that you can run as a write-in candidate. And I think that will be very useful. Otherwise, we create a situation where by canceling each year that it motivates not to do the upfront outreach. May I add just one last sentence?
Yes.
PFW was given the option of spending $400 to $500 for robocalls to all of its members.
prior to the end of the nomination period. It didn't take them up on that offer. I realize they're in dire straits, but that would have gone a long way. We can't cultivate that culture at this point. And like I said, most of the money has been paid. Everything's been basically printed. It's really a done deal. And Grace is also correct that it's up to the election supervisor. And my last conversation with her was that that was the way that she was leaning was the write-in candidates. I haven't seen an official notice to that.
Okay. Bill.
I think Lydia said most of what I was going to say. I agree. But, you know, the other point is just that we're supposed to have democratically elected boards. And as I forget who was talking about it, it's, you know, it's silly. It's crazy. It's absurd to have, you know, the elections canceled last year, not having elections the 2 years before that. Canceled elections were also canceled through like a quorum at a previous year. You know, it just makes us a whole farce if we're saying we're not going to give up now. We should go ahead and continue with the elections and allow write-ins to run. As Lydia was saying, we just need more promotion on the air. Clearly, they didn't have enough promotion during the nomination period. I don't know why. I know it was hard with the LESs and everybody getting hired so late. But, you know, we've got to make the elections work. And I agree, the money's, most of it's already been spent. It's silly to try to stop this now, and with the appeals that I know the NES and Lydia were talking about that are going to go out with the ballots, that it's an opportunity to actually make some money. So maybe we can recover some of the expenses that we've already encumbered for this. Thank you.
Okay. Brian?
As I understand it, the question is not canceling the election. The question is declaring the candidates elected. Because there are fewer candidates than there are open positions on the board. And I think of the two alternatives, that's actually more democratic. The problem with a write-in system when you have fewer candidates than open slots is that the normal election is supposed to be a choice between candidates. And a write-in can only win if they get more votes than somebody who's already on the ballot. When you don't have as many candidates as open slots, the write-ins become first come, first serve. You can get a seat on the board with one write-in vote, namely your own. I don't see how that's anything resembling democratic or a good precedent for us to set in this situation. I also am very sympathetic to the financial situation. WPFW is so far behind on its payments of healthcare benefits for its employees that it's put in jeopardy the healthcare benefits of everybody at other stations who's on the same plan, because it's one payment to cover everybody. And I heard Janet say the money can come from other units, so I'm wondering if she means WBAI, which missed payroll last month, or if she means KPFT, which is behind on essential services, KPFK, which is warning it may not be able to make central services in the months to come, KPFA, which has more payables than money in the bank, or the national office, which has six figures worth of bills that it doesn't know how to pay. There's no extra money. We need to be saving wherever we can.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, point of information.
What's your question?
We're at time.
That's exactly.
We're at time.
Yep.
Okay, we've extended
it.
The item.
I'm sorry, I swore, because I wanted to talk, and I'm...
Oh.
All right, never mind.
Okay.
I'm not going to make a motion to extend. This is absurd.
Okay. Okay, we've heard on this matter. We'll go to the vote. That was a recommendation from the LSB.
Point of information, please.
Yes, Adriana.
Michael, Wesley just texted me that he was robbed.
I'm sorry?
Michael.
Wesley
Michael?
Just texted he was dropped.
Oh, could you call Wesley Michael? Yeah, okay. So we'll go to a vote on this matter, the recommendation. whether or not to simply certify the candidates or go forward with the WPFW election. Madam Secretary, everybody understand what the issue is.
Madam Secretary, this is Margie. I have a question.
Yes.
Since, as been pointed out several times, this is a decision that the LES, I mean the NES makes. Are we making a recommendation to the NES? Is that what
we're
doing?
I don't necessarily agree with that because the California law said the board can go ahead and certify those candidates. The board does
have to do it, so it's
under the California law. So we'll
thank
just
you.
Vote on it up or down.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Madam Secretary.
Point of information.
Yes. Pinch back.
Sorry, Tony. Quick question. There's something that I think the board should know regarding that meeting where our LSV voted.
Point of order?
Point of order?
Yes, Mr. Chair. We closed the debate. Margie wants to talk.
I'm not asking for debate. I just wanted to provide.
We are in the voting, Mr. Chair.
Hey.
Okay, Adriana. Okay. Pinch back, she is correct. We are out of time. Unless you had a question or an inquiry, we are going to have to go to the vote.
Okay, I do have an inquiry. My inquiry was this, to Lydia, regarding the information about the payouts already approved for the elections. Our board wasn't aware of that. When was PFW management or anybody at PFW aware that those payments and that opportunity for the robocalls.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.